Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday afternoon. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very quiet day for me here in Washington. The Office of American Free Press was closed, part of its ongoing money-saving measures, but needless to say, American Free Press is moving ahead very firmly with its plans to have the International Conference on Free Speech, the First Amendment, Authentic History. It's a long, laborious title to get out, but nonetheless, it's a good conference. As I say, I think the fifth one now, fourth or fifth in any case. And it's always very informative to get to meet a lot of interesting people from around the country, get to hear a lot of interesting speakers. It's going to be on Labor Day weekend. So I'm reminding you that if you haven't signed up yet, I really urge you to do so, because it'd be the first chance for you to meet a lot of the people you've read about and heard about over the years right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And hopefully, if you're a reader of American Free Press, in American Free Press itself. So you can always check the American Free Press website out at AmericanFreePress.net or call the office during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 888-699-NEWS. Yeah, I'm urging as many people of many people as possible to come to the conference. I think it's very, very important for people to be able to get together. We have forums like this where, you know, you can hear me talk and hear other people calling in and talk, but, you know, there's no substitution for being together with fellow human beings in a situation of camaraderie. Well, we don't have much of a situation of camaraderie in the Middle East, do we? That's the big thing in the news these days, and it's certainly an area that I've always followed very closely. And, you know, I'm sorry to say, it's not that I'm a prophet, because anybody with a little bit of common sense, anybody who would dare to read or learn anything outside the realm of the mass media in America, and there are many of us who do, we knew that America was going to get itself into a mess by taking the side of this little criminal gangster state called Israel and allowing our nation's policies to be dictated by a select few who have the money to kick in and finance a powerful Israeli lobby here in Washington and the associated political action committees that have bought and paid for the United States Congress. Our whole Congress, for all intents and purposes, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with the exception of a very small handful of people, they are going along with this crime that is making America so many enemies around the world. And, you know, there are people in high places who are beginning to speak out, but not until the broad range of Americans really begin to kick up their heels and take the troublemakers to task will we ever really see any reform. You know, they're even now going after Venezuela, led by Hugo Chavez. They passed a resolution in the House of Representatives accusing Venezuela of creating fertile ground for drug traffickers. You know, they will come up with any lies, they will come up with any pretext, any means possible to come down hard on anyone, any country, any leader of any country who dares to stand up to the Zionist lobby or who dares to question the U.S. Policy in the Middle East. And that's what's happening now. Hugo Chavez is in the gun sights, the leader of Venezuela. You know, they're calling him anti-American. Well, that's the same terms they call real good patriotic Americans who dare to say that George Bush is a crook and a gangster and a war criminal, because that's exactly what the unelected president of the United States is. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, if you dare. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com and on shortwave at 12.180. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have open phones tonight. You're welcome to call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The show on, I guess it would have been Wednesday night, folks, gotten quite a few emails and comments about that program. That's the second installment of, I had my friend and longtime associate Van Lohman on the phone with me as a special guest that night. It was kind of a two-part interview, and not that there was part one or part two, it was just a continuation. Van's an interesting guy to talk to, and one of the more articulate people I know. And anyway, that program seemed to have stimulated a lot of interest, and I'm glad it did. I got some very nice emails about it, and other people mentioned to me that different people had said to them it was a good program. So I like the input, good or bad, whatever it may be. This has been a very difficult week for me to do this program because I've been so focused on these horrors in the Middle East, this war, this latest installment of a war that's been going on since, 1948 when the State of Israel was established, and really even before that when the Zionist forces were killing innocent Palestinian Christians and Palestinian Muslims in order to steal their land, there in the Middle East. So it's been going on a lot longer than 1948. Some would say it's been going on for 2,000 years. Some would say it goes back to even before the creation of mankind itself. In any case, it's been very difficult for me to talk about it, folks, because I get very, very angry about it. As I've always said, I'm against war. I'm not a pacifist, but I am against war. And when I see it being conducted and being conducted with my tax dollars and with the active support of people who are supposed to be my elected representatives, it kind of makes me angry. Now, The Nation magazine has an interesting. It's a satire, but it's a satire with a very serious intent behind it. It's a comic story written by a New York professor of law. I don't have it handy here in front of me, but it's a satire about George Bush suspending the 2008 elections because, well, as he quotes the president saying, we're engaged in a war for the survival of mankind. It's war against terrorism, and right now the change of government would be harmful to America, and this is what we have to do. Well, it's interesting, then he goes on to, again, of course, this is a satire, folks, but he goes on to quote people like Hillary Clinton saying, well, we have to support the president in a very difficult time, and of course, if they can't have the elections on the exact scheduled date, maybe we can have them at another date, et cetera, et cetera. The point being, folks, that the people at the, they put on these charades between the Democrats and Republicans, but when push comes to shove at the highest levels, they are all bought and paid for by the same gang that controls the American news media, that passes on the disinformation and the misinformation that we are supposed to use to make intelligent decisions in our country. Incidentally, something that should be pointed out, Senator Joe Lieberman, monster that he is having a tough time in his Democratic reelection primary. Apparently, there are enough good Democrats in the state of Connecticut who are fed up with this warmonger Lieberman, and they want to throw him out of office. Some millionaire liberal named Ned Lamont is running against him, and some polls show Lamont in the lead. Well, now Lieberman says if he doesn't get renominated in the Democratic primary, he's going to run in the general election as an independent. And that's putting some people in the high ranks of the Democratic Party on the spot because a lot of those people say that they want to support the Democratic nominee. Well, if Lieberman is not the Democratic nominee and the Democrats of Connecticut want this warmonger out of the Senate, then that puts a lot of these big-shot Democrats on the spot. But I'll tell you what, folks, I have been, and I'm going to go on the record here in public on this, I have been predicting to several people privately for a long, long time that one way or another, Joe Lieberman was going to end up in the Republican Party, or let's put it this way, he was going to end up as either president or vice president of the United States as a consequence of the good offices of the Republican Party. I don't like to make predictions. This is not a psychic prediction, ladies and gentlemen. This is just a gut feeling. I suspect that somehow or another, Lieberman is going to be brought into a leadership position in the Republican Party ranks, whether Dick Cheney suddenly has to leave office and Lieberman gets appointed vice president as some national unity gesture by President Bush. And, Jerry Falwell said it. He thought Joe Lieberman was a splendid vice presidential candidate for the Democrats, so why wouldn't he make a splendid vice president for the Republicans? Or maybe they'll give Joe Lieberman a cabinet post. But, folks, this is my prediction. You heard it here first. Somehow or another, they're going to get Joe Lieberman into the Republican Party. And, I tell you, I'd talked about this for a long, long time. I finally mentioned it to Mark Glenn the other day. And I find out now that some pollster is making noises in this direction. So, like I say, folks, you heard it here first. I've been saying it for a long, long time. People said, oh, that'll never happen. But, with the magic of the mass media in America, which is so corrupt, they can make any scenario plausible if they choose to make it so. And, of course, Joe Lieberman is known as the Democrat, as the Republican's favorite Democrat. You know, even though he really votes a liberal record, because of the fact that he is so stridently pro-Israel and because the Republican Party has now become so ardently pro-Israel and blind to any other issue other than that, really, in some respects, when it comes to foreign policy making, the Republicans would the Republicans following George Bush would welcome Joe Lieberman into the Republican Party without even thinking a second thought about it. You know, party hacks are really terrible people. They really are. And, you know, and that's part of the problem we have in this country today, that there are so many people who are so blindly led by their party leaders, Republican and Democrat alike. I remember years ago, I like to tell this story, when I was in Pennsylvania, I was an admirer of Frank Rizzo, who was the Democratic mayor of Philadelphia. Well, all the Republicans hated Frank Rizzo. They said he was a big-time crook, he was this, he was that. He was a tough-talking, conventional 1960s, 1970s conservative, but they didn't like him because he was a Democrat. He was a crook. Well, you know, Frank Rizzo eventually turned Republican, and those same Republicans that used to say Frank Rizzo was a big-time crook were just so proud to welcome him into the Republican Party because they thought he could win for them. All those things they said before, just that simple change of party label, and they were willing to accept them. Well, we have that same problem in the country today. You know, I always tell a story about my friend, the big shot lawyer. Lawyer out of New Orleans. You know, he's just totally blinded by George W. Bush. He looks upon George Bush as this bright sun, this bright comet in the sky. You know, it just amazes me. You know, you run George Bush up the flagpole and he salutes. And, you know, unfortunately, as smart as my friend is, he's somehow been misled by George Bush. But, you know, he's not the only one. There's a lot of people in this country. And I know there's probably a lot of people out there who are saying, well, you know, George Bush, at least he's a good Christian. I know we recently got a cancellation at American Free Press from someone who wrote in and said, I don't like the fact that you criticize George Bush. We finally have a president who recognizes Jesus Christ as his Savior and isn't afraid to say so publicly. And you're criticizing this man. You're un-American. I'm canceling my subscription. Yeah, I know. A lot of you out there are laughing at that and shaking your heads and saying, can you believe there are idiots like this? Well, yes, indeed there are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why the country's in the soup that it's in today, because these people who seem to be the kind of people who should be lined up with us, those of us who are listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and people who subscribe to publications like American Free Press and the Idaho Observer, you know, it's the real solid people of America who should be standing together, but there's a lot of other people for their own particular reasons seem to somehow be misled by these false prophets with names like Bush and Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye. It's something I'm never going to completely understand, folks, but that's just the way it is. Well, we do have some callers chiming in, and I'm going to wait till the next break, which is coming up here very shortly. After that break, we'll bring those callers up. And I will remind you that we do have open phones here tonight. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Free to talk about whatever you want to talk about, because there's certainly a lot of things to be discussed here in our country today. It's getting scarier by the day, and as I say, it's been very difficult for me to talk about it because I have to control myself. I have to control my language. I have a tendency to get very angry, and I use words to describe the President of the United States and his supporters that are not really nice words to be used among nice people. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. So stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We've got some callers lined up, so we're going to go right to the calls right now. Let's go to Country Boy in Indiana. What's going on?
Howdy, 12.180 may be booming out in Arizona, but it ain't doing nothing out here in Indiana.
It's interesting to know that. We need to keep track of things like that. I hope the people at RBN are making a note of that.
Okay, U.S. Representative James P. Moran, Jr., Democrat of Virginia. Is he still in the House of Representatives?
Yes, he is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I wondered if he got knocked off because he's the only person to speak against the strong support of the Jewish community for the Iraq War.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I'll tell you who else did, too, was Cynthia McKinney of Georgia, this black woman, rather rambunctious type. She had gotten in trouble, and they tried to throw her out. They did succeed in throwing her out of office a couple years ago. They got a black Republican woman judge to run in a Democratic primary against her, and all the Republicans went into the Democratic Party and booted McKinney out. Well, McKinney came back in and got her seat. And now this past time, this past primary, they forced her into a runoff, so she may be run out of office.
But Moran's there, but he ain't saying anything because he learned his lesson.
Yeah, he's been disciplined. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
The only senator to vote against the Iraq invasion, the senator from Minnesota and his family were killed in an airplane crash. That's Senator Paul Wellstone.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Years ago, there was another senator. A lot of people don't know about this. Years ago, there was another United States senator from Minnesota who was killed in an airplane crash. His name was Ernest Lundeen, and he was an outspoken critic of then-President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and of Roosevelt's efforts to get the United States in World War II. So they must have figured out that was a good way of eliminating Minnesota senators who don't like to support the United States getting involved in all sorts of needless wars.
Now, this guy Lieberman, he flip-flop on abortion, okay? He's an Orthodox Jew, and Orthodox Jews, whatever, there's no abortion. And then when he went for national office with the Democrats, he changed his position. So to their credit, his religious organization, to use a Catholic word, excommunicated him. They threw him out of his synagogue.
Lieberman, you know, I tell you the funny thing about Lieberman, you know, I'll quote Arthur Schlesinger Jr. Now, Arthur Schlesinger Jr. Is considered like the establishment's favorite historian, okay? I mean, this guy's like, you know, he always gets the big hello in the press. He's like considered an icon. He's been around for years. Even he said about Joe Lieberman, he said, this guy is a religious fanatic. He only gets a pass because he's Jewish, because of his religion. And that's what Arthur Schlesinger Jr. said about him. And Schlesinger Jr. is Jewish. Joe Lieberman has gotten an inordinate amount of friendly publicity in the mass media. And he's really a big worm when it comes right down to it.
I read in the National Catholic Register, that's a weekly paper.
Oh, yeah.
Headline says, Rupert Murdoch invests in Catholic TV, this Austrian press agency. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch purchased 25% stake in TV Poles, a broadcast company owned by the Franciscan Brothers, the news agency reported. Then it quotes an analyst, such a big global player raises the standards for broadcasters already present in Poland. Now, you know, it's not going to be long until the people in Poland are going to be fighting or telling their government that they need to go fight for Israel. And I just found it very interesting that this guy is now going into Eastern European countries. And let me just throw this out as an idea. You know, years ago, whatever you want to call them, the Christian, Catholic, whatever, they went down to the Middle East in what was known as Crusades. And I believe the term is, I'm not correct, I'm not sure, maybe they were given an indulgence or some dispensation in the event that they were killed in the war, that they would immediately go to heaven because the Pope gave them that, whatever. And I'm afraid that in the future that these dudes are going to, they may come out and say that again. In other words, that exactly, I may not have the religious term correct, but in the event you're killed in battle, that means that you will go to heaven. We're not talking about the Islamic people now. This has already been in Christian history.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, you know, this dude Murdoch, what is he purchasing TV stations in Poland for?
Well, you know, this brings to mind, too, I just read in one of the big Jewish newspapers here the other day that one of the, and I forget which one it is at this point, but one of these big Jewish media empires is now buying control of a substantial amount of the media in Latin America. That could have a serious impact on the political situation down south of the border too. So it's these are the kind of things that are so subtle that they almost go unnoticed, but they do have a big impact in the long run.
These are the kinds of things that you only hear on the Mike Piper program.
That's kind of scary. Then that says something. That says something about the country in general, country boy.
All right, out here.
Thanks for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We've got another caller from Indiana and one from Florida and one from Kentucky. If you want to call in, you better do it now. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a couple callers lined up here, so I'm going to go right to them. Have another caller from Indiana, Bill, calling from Indiana. Bill, come on up.
Yeah. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Anyway, I just had to call you. I was, I know Christopher Bolin and Doug Rock, and I was talking to Doug Rock last night because I'm adamantly opposed to the use of depleted uranium ammunition.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that they had it all worked out where he was going to go on PBS and I guess tell the, you know, everyone about, you know, the hazards associated with using this stuff. And it was all worked out until the last minute and they cut him off.
You know, I'm not surprised to hear that story. Incidentally, Doug Rock is going to be a speaker at our, upcoming conference for American Free Press in Washington. So, look forward to meeting him. But this story that has happened to him has probably happened to 100 or if not 1,000 people over the years. I've heard variations of that story, whether it's on the depleted uranium issue or whether it's just amazing how people try to bring out facts, and, you know, good, honest reporters and TV producers will interview these people and fully intend to do a story with them, and then they do all the taping and they do all the interviewing, and the thing is announced for It's going to be on TV, and then it never appears.
It never appears. What can we do? What can we do to get him on PBS?
Well, there's nothing much you can do. That's part of the problem. You know that. I tell you, the very fact that these things happen is why independent newspapers like American Free Press and independent broadcasting networks like RBN have evolved, because there is this crying need for truth and,
and
real facts rather than misinformation, and that's why we're here tonight. So
yeah, I understand Israel's using a DU now too over there.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't. I mean, considering the fact that all their weapons are bought and paid for by the United States, if not directly supplied by the United States,
this world's
shouldn't be any surprise.
This world's going to be so crapped up.
That's a good way of putting it, because if it doesn't get blown up, it's going to be crapped up at the very least.
I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of DU that was used in near Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and now, you know, we're talking about, you know, Israel. I mean, this is insane. We're going to move ourselves off the face of the earth.
Bill, you know, it's interesting. Dr. Helen Caldicott was speaker at this conference I recently attended in Malaysia, and I'm going to have her comments in one of the upcoming issues of American Free Press. But that's the point that she pounded away at, that we talk about fear of a nuclear war happening in the future. Well, we are fighting nuclear wars now, for all intents and purposes. And the genetic damage is being done to the soldiers and to the people and to the children of those who've been infected by this. It's amazing.
I know a few of them have come back sick. I mean, they are sick.
And, you know, it's as the years go by, it's going to just get worse.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
All right, Bill, well, listen, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Well, folks, I am looking at my board here, and it indicates that Sam Danner is calling in. And I'm assuming this is the real Sam Danner, so let's bring him up and see what he has to say. Hello, Sam, are you there? Sam Danner. Oh, boy. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Danner called in, and I'm assuming it's Sam Danner from Maryland, who was a guest on this show and whose son called in and said that his father was a liar. Well, he called in on a cell phone, and he got disconnected. So we hope Sam will be calling back. In the meantime, let's go to Larry calling in from Florida.
Hello, Michael?
Yes, how are you doing tonight, Larry?
Oh, raring to go.
Raring to go, all right.
Raring to go. By the way, this is the first night that I've been able to hear 12.180 at all here in Florida.
Interesting, interesting. Had you been listening, when you were listening in before, were you listening in on the other shortwave band, or were you listening on the Internet?
No, listening on the radio off the air.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And no 12.180 until tonight.
Very interesting. Okay.
Well, anyway, as you know, I'm a truck driver, and I'm out in the truck 10 hours a day, and I'm really tired at night. I listen to NPR, National Public Radio, in the morning edition, and then I'm still in the truck when All Things Considered comes on, and I listen to that, too. And every once in a while, they have this agenda where they bring up stories of old lynchings that happened 100 years ago. A few months ago, they had one about a lynching in North Carolina that happened in 1896.
You know, it's funny. You're right. I don't listen to NPR, but that's very interesting.
Yeah, this is a regular
as current news. Yeah,
a regular thing that they do from time to time. There's no real good in bringing it up. Most of us grew up without ever hearing about them in the first place. But, well, Thursday night they did one about a bunch of whites that went crazy in Alabama over something, but they didn't say what. They didn't say why they killed four blacks. They didn't say why they did it. They just said that they did it. Well, anyway, Well, that set me off again. So I emailed them and thanked them for energizing me, because at night I'm so tired I can't even go to the printing machine and run off a bunch of anti-Zionist, anti-ADL flyers like I usually do. And so I sent them an email thanking them for energizing me and telling them why I'm re-energized. There's a rodeo coming to town tomorrow night. I'll be there. I've got 200 flyers out there on the table. And I might even go out and print some more tomorrow before the rodeo. The reason I target rodeos is especially there's this area where all the cowboys park their pickups. It's a special reserve parking area for them, and the horse trailers and everything else are there. I always see to it that every single vehicle in that area is got an anti-Zionist white nationalist flyer under their windshield wiper when they leave the rodeo there that is waiting for them. I always make sure of that, because I figure these are young men of action, and these are the men we're going to need in the future.
Well, you know, I tell you that, you know, at least you're trying to do something. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what I always say. Everybody yeah. has their own particular talent. Everybody has their own way of getting the message out. And if you have the time and the energy to put out flyers like that, you know, more power to you. You know, there's other people that like to, I know one guy that monitors mainstream radio talk shows all the time and calls in and tries to get the message out that way, and he's quite successful at it. You know, I know other people that write letters to the editor. So, you know, it's like whatever you can do to get the message out there, that's what counts.
Well, you know, I try call in talk shows from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course my favorite thing I like to harp on is white nationalism and the Jewish controlled media and so forth and so on, and black crime that gets understated, and white, when a white acts up, you know, it's all over the place, the Jasper draggings and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I like to point that out. Well, you know, I never make it past the screeners. I never get up. Yeah.
I don't know what it is you say, Larry, but your talent, I think your talent is your energy to maybe to be able to circulate those petitions, whereas this one guy I was telling you about that calls these talk shows, he somehow slips in past the screeners and usually gets to talk for a couple minutes before he sends his zingers in, and by that point he's already got them and they don't know what to do. So maybe you need to hone your skills in that area.
You are right. I think you're right about that. But anyway,
all right. Larry, listen, I got to move on.
Okay.
I got a whole pile of callers here, but I think
oh, wait,
you gave us.
Wait, one last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
SolarGeneral.com, SolarGeneral.com. That's where you can download these flyers. Just go to the top of the page and click on flyers and wait till you see the selection. SolarGeneral.com. How'd they get that in?
SolarGeneral.com. Thanks for your call, Larry. Let's go to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick.
Good evening, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I live here in Owensboro, Kentucky, last of the home of the last public hanging, which was in the 1930s.
I thought Owensboro. That sounded familiar. I guess that's probably why. I probably heard about it.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a lot to be proud about. I post a lot of articles. I've been listening to RBN Live and GCN Live for the last year, and I post a lot of articles on ethepeople.org. That's e-thepeople.org. And they don't like putting my articles on the headlines because they want to keep everybody in that false left-right, you know, paradigm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I got one today from someone, I believe it might have been a so-called old friend of mine, and he was challenging me, talking about, gave me a website about the so-called or the Arab Terrorist Fundamentalist Network.
Okay, all right.
And he's one of the, 30%, here in this country that believe that, you know, Bush is Jesus' brother and all this nonsense. And I was just wondering of course, my mom believes that too. But
yeah, I know a lot of people who believe that. Yeah,
I was wondering what your take on that was about these Arab fundamentalist terrorist networks, and it was a map, and it showed all these networks and where they were in the United States. And I'm like, well, didn't you know that, you know, if they do exist, you know, our country allowed them to exist?
Well, you know, see, this is, you know, I'll tell you, you know what I'd have to say in response to that? I'll just quote Zacharias Moussaoui, who said that, you know, he was the so-called 19th hijacker, the 20th hijacker, or
right.
whatever. He said all along, and of course this is only reported in the gossip section of the Washington Post, never in the news section, he said that the FBI knew what he was doing all along. They were
right.
following him.
Right.
Now, I want to tell you something. And of course we know that there were Israeli agents following at least several of the guys who are alleged to have been the 911 hijackers. We know that the Israelis alone, not to mention our own U.S. government, have amazing capacities to spy on us, to tap on our phones, to go through our garbage,
right.
to do all these things. And so they know if there are any real terrorists in this country, quote-unquote terrorists who are part of a terrorist network, I guarantee you they know exactly who they are. They've got tabs on practically every Arab American in this country, and when it comes right down to it, probably virtually every Muslim in this country. Because the police intelligence units around this country, they have amazing records on people, more so than you would realize. And there are federal agents in every county in this country, in every county office, every emergency management agency office in this country that is effectively a federal liaison.
Right.
So all this nonsense, you know, it's all overstated. If there were any such real terrorists, they took them into custody long ago, number one. If they didn't take them into custody, I want to know why they didn't take them into custody. You see, they may have some genuine grassroots terrorists out there who suddenly decided they were going to become terrorists. But the government wants them loose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And this is what we're up against. You know, and it comes back to what I said on the program last night to one of the callers. Now, see, you understood what I meant by that, and most of the listeners understood what I meant by that. But if I said that to the average American, they wouldn't have the slightest concept of what we're talking about. And that's why I hope when there are people that are listening to this program for the first time, maybe they even tuned in by accident, I always like to think that maybe I've said something or something that one of the callers has said will open up their eyes or at least stimulate them to do a little bit of research on their own, because that's what I tell people to do. If you doubt my word on it, look it up yourself. You know, and if you don't have the energy to look it up yourself, then shut up and don't criticize me. You know what I mean?
And that's my problem, is that I have a hard time believing that people like this are that dumb, you know. And I take it from the standpoint that they're purposely, you know, shouting, echoing, you know, crap.
You know,
coming from Fox News and whatnot.
A friend of mine, old retired businessman, he's real sharp. He printed out, there was this recent white paper on the Israeli lobby by these two hotshot professors from Harvard and the University of Chicago. He printed that paper out off the internet and gave it to a friend of his. And you know what he said to me the other day? I ran into him in the street. He says, my friend is afraid to read this paper.
Right.
He's afraid of having to digest this uncomfortable material. And that's, we've all experienced that. You know what I'm talking about. All our listeners know what I'm talking about. But you know, all we can do, you know, those of us who are burdened with the truth have to carry that burden, because we'll go crazy if we don't speak out. That's the whole thing. That's what it comes down to. And so you're doing what you can do, and Larry that called in earlier is doing what he can do, you know, and we all have our little part to play. You know, I might have a radio show, but there's all sorts of other people that probably have far more impact than I do with just a few phone calls. You know what I mean? It's just every person has their way of getting the message out. So,
Right, and if we don't speak out, we're going to sit there starstruck.
Yeah,
ourselves.
I mean, when the world comes tumbling down, we at least have the satisfaction of we know why it's happening and we know we tried to stop it. All right, Patrick, thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Bob in Colorado. Bob?
Yes, Michael. Right after the half hour, the first commercial mentioned, quote, former Congressman Ron Paul. Now, I might have heard wrong, but that's what I heard on the commercial.
No, okay, you stay tuned with us. We have a break coming up here. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to be coming back to you with Bob from Colorado, who's calling in.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper wrapping up the week with you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we went to the break, Bob from Colorado was saying that he heard a commercial which referred to former Congressman Ron Paul. Is that correct, Bob?
Affirmative. It was right after the bottom of the hour break.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'd stepped away from the phone for a minute. I didn't hear that commercial. If indeed they referred to former Congressman Ron Paul, that's a mistake. I don't know whose commercial that was, but Ron Paul is very much in Congress right now. He was out of Congress for a few years at one point.
Right.
For one or two terms, and it could very well be that whoever wrote that commercial maybe had that information from when he was a former congressman. I'll have to listen for that, but I'm hoping that the people who sponsor that commercial hear this message, or maybe the folks at RBN can check that out and get that information back to those people. As I say, I didn't hear that particular item, but he's still in Congress, so...
I might have made a mistake, but irregardless, I just thought I'd mention it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, important to know.
The other thing is, I always used to refer to D.C. as District of Criminals. Now I refer to it as District of Terrorists. D-O-T. Thank you, Michael, and have a nice day.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bob. All right, we probably have just enough time to get up Mike from Arizona. So, Mike, why don't you come on up with the warning that we are running out of time.
Okay, very good, Mike. You know, it was odd I first got on here, and you were talking to that gentleman about putting out flyers about ADL and some other things. And one thing that you had mentioned was about people that do talk radio. And that's,
right.
That's one thing that I do avidly here in Phoenix. And I have an emergency plea to get out some networking stuff to some people. We have Air America radio station here. It's 1480 a.m. It's on Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And we're being overwhelmed here. Every time we bring out points about what Israel's been doing, all they do is, because they got the regional office of the ADL, they just crank it up and calling in and calling us anti-Semitics, and we don't know what they're doing. So I'm making an emergency plea for the Calvary to maybe, if they can do sometime next week, you have 15 hours during the week. I have an 800 number to call in. If anybody out there can please call. It's 800-989-1480.
989-1480. 1-800-989-1480.
Yes, please, very much. We could use your help. At first, everybody was calling in, was hammering on Israel, and most of the people have fallen away, and there's only two of us left, and we're being overwhelmed with overwhelming firepower.
All right,
here.
Well, that's the Phoenix, Arizona area, folks, so help,
yes.
Help Mike and his colleagues out there.
You bet, and I'm not sure if this is you can listen live here, but they do have one site. It's AAPHX. Stands for Air America Phoenix, AAPHX.com, but I'm pretty sure they most likely have a link on there that you can listen live, or they'll get you to where you need to do, but it's 800-989-1480, and for everybody in the Phoenix area, it's 602-258-8800. Please, we need your help. We need
all
to
right,
network
Phoenix,
together
get
to overwhelm
work.
These people.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call.
God bless you. Thanks
right.
a lot, Mike.
There we go. There's somebody else trying to do something right. We support them. All right, folks. Well, we are out of time, and that means I'm going to have to say farewell and wish you a very good weekend and urge you to stay tuned here on the Republic Broadcasting Network for lots of good programming ahead. I'll be back here on Monday night, God willing. Say a prayer for us all. Say a prayer for America, because I'll tell you what, America needs your prayers.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.